Hello, my dear friend. Welcome to Michael's Story Photograph Podcast. I'm so glad that you're here with me today. I'm your host, Michael Serizawa, talking to you from Ottawa. Have you had a moment in your life which you've secretly treasured in your heart, but never told to anybody else? In this podcast, I will tell you about one such special moment from my life in a story photograph. Now make yourself a cup of tea, and let's spend the next 6 minutes together in the cozy room of Story Photograph. Hello, my dear friend. Welcome to the second weekend of September. Actually, due to the delay, when this episode comes out, it will no longer be a weekend. But still, I would like to start this episode this way. Today I'm speaking to you from Ottawa. My summer visit to Japan has ended, and I traveled back to Ottawa. In earlier episodes, I mentioned that autumn was starting in Japan. Here in Ottawa also, I can sense the arrival of autumn. One thing that I notice is that plants look less lively compared to earlier in the summer. It is as if they lost power. They are no longer growing, but slowly preparing for the approaching winter. The only thing that reminds me of summer is the strength of the sunlight. The sun is still strong on the skin. But even this will change soon, once we cross the autumn equinox. How is the season changing around you? Today, I am sharing with you another memory from my childhood. For about a year, I have been working on the draft of my second book. It is my childhood memoir that centers around the memories with my little brother and my grief journey following his departure. One of the things that I wanted to explore in this book was a person's grief journey, especially that of a young child. It is a less discussed topic in our society, but something everybody experiences at some point of their life, and very important. I spent several months writing about the happy memories that I had with my brother, and then in August, I started to write about the portion about my grief journey. And the story that I'm going to share with you today belongs to this portion of the book. The word grief sounds like a constant heaviness in our life, but at least in my child's experience, it's been a moment-to-moment realization of the whole created by the loss. I wonder if there is any memory of a loss that you would like to reflect upon as you listen to this story. What you cannot see with your eyes. It is April 2000, the first day of a new school year. I step out of my house with a rose pink school bag on my shoulder. It is a bright sunny day with a warm breeze. "Have a great day," calls out my mother from behind, following me outside in her sandals to see me off. "See you later." I start walking. A sense of excitement fills my heart as I march through the little park behind my house. Today is the first day of the new school year. Everything feels fresh. My classmates remain the same as last year, but Willow have a new teacher. I cannot wait to discover what kind of teacher he will be. And what about my new seating? Who will I be sitting next to? Just when I come out of the park onto a wide street, I find my friend walking ahead of me. Her little sister is walking beside her, holding her hand. There is a bright yellow cover on her brand new school bag, indicating that she is a first grader. Today is the first school day for her. Not far from my friend, I spot another girl walking with her little sister, whose school bag also has the yellow cover. Suddenly, my buoyant mood vanishes. Instead of running up to them, my step slows down. My eyes are glued to the two little girls walking next to my two friends. Jealousy rapidly grows in my heart. My brother should have been here, a voice rings in my head. He's also starting school today. It's not fair that he's not here, I say to myself. I wanted to hold his hand too. I wanted to be his big sister on his first day at school. A tingly sensation fills my nose, followed by dampness in my eyes. I quickly look up at the sky to push back my tears, even though nobody is watching, and I wait there quietly until the intensity of my emotion passes. When both my friends have gone far down the street, I finally start moving. But I dare not make a sound. I tiptoe behind them, so as my existence not to be discovered. Later that day, I sit down in front of a piece of paper. I cannot forget about what happened this morning. Well, nothing really happened, except in my head. But that is exactly what left me hurt. Nobody saw my brother this morning except me. Why? Because he no longer exists physically. Because people cannot see him anymore. To their eyes, I am an only child, and the loss of my brother is a story of the past. But it is not. It is not in the past. Otherwise, how could I have felt what I felt this morning? It was as if stumbling upon a whole new hole inside my heart. This one is different from the hole I felt right after his passing. This one is new. I start jotting down words that have exploded in my head. I am speaking to the people who fail to see what exists in my eye. I want them to know that what they can see with their eyes is not everything that exists in this world, that there are things that can only be seen with their hearts, and those are as real as the person in front of them or the road that they walk upon. The words eventually form a poem that describes the day as my heart has seen it. I am walking to school with my brother hand in hand, congratulating him on his first day at school and feeling ever prouder as his big sister.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope that you've enjoyed our time together as much as I did. If you liked this episode, please subscribe and leave us a comment. You can also subscribe to my weekly story letters from the link in the show notes. You will hear from me each week with a short, insightful story about our life that you wouldn't find anywhere else. When you subscribe, you will also get an access to 5 audio story photographs to bring you comfort during your busy day. Until next time, stay warm and happy.